The new year is traditionally the time when we review our lifestyle and health choices. Many of us have embarked on a dry January. Others perhaps started with good intentions, but have maybe fallen off the wagon. One man who understands the highs and lows of setting a booze-free challenge is Mike Collins. He joins us in the studio to talk about giving up alcohol for a whole year. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. Mike, now, drinking, it's very much part of the British culture, isn't it? What's your story with alcohol? Why have you chosen this rather hardcore challenge, if I may say?
Well, it's quite a long story, but I think I grew up around drinkers. Both my parents were heavy drinkers. And I think I kind of grew up through a time, the 80s, the 90s and the noughties, where out partying was very much what everybody does, and not just at the weekends. So, you know, the society today, I think, particularly in Britain, it's a pretty booze-fueled environment that we live in.
It is indeed. And the whole point is that when you want to quit a patterned but negative behaviour, it's very difficult to have that kind of self-motivation. And that old adage, you know, a problem shared, really does ring true to my mind. That's where 1 year no beer comes in, doesn't it? Tell us what that's about and how it's helped you so far in your challenge.
Absolutely. 1 year no beer has been a revelation for me personally. I've tried on quite a few occasions to climb the mountain of stopping drinking alcohol, unsuccessfully, because, of course, somebody dumps you at the bottom of a mountain and says, go climb it. It's quite a daunting thing to take on. So after hunting around for, you know, I went to see my GP and said, look, I'm a little bit worried about my alcohol consumption. I don't class myself as an alcoholic. I'm a fully functioning human being. I've got a great job and a great family life, but just a bit tired of the constant sort of negative spiral of drinking and feeling a bit hungover and then repeat. I searched the internet and I found the 1 year no beer website. And what I really love about it is it's a time limited challenge. Instead of saying, right, you're going to give up alcohol for the rest of your life, good luck. What we're trying to help people do at 1 year no beer is say, just try life without alcohol. Try 30 days, try 90 days, or if you're really feeling up for it, then try the whole year.
And you actually started off, you did a 3 month stint, didn't you? And then you, was it at Christmas time you went back to having a tipple?
It was indeed. I July last year, just woke up one Monday morning after a particularly long Sunday lunch and thought, you know, I'm just tired of this now. I've had enough. I want to try something different. And I got in touch with the guys at 1 year No Beer, and I signed up for the 90-day challenge.
And having done that, I mean, just to put it in context, 1 year no beer, they created this website. It was Andy and Rory. They created this website basically to help other people to either quit or to moderate the booze. It's not prescriptive as such, is it? And there's all sorts of things that they do to help you. There's free downloads, there's an ebook. It's a real aid and motivator to help people who are keen to basically go on the straight and narrow.
I think going back to my climbing a mountain analogy, if you get dropped off at the bottom of the mountain and get told to climb it on your own with no experience and no equipment, that's pretty tough, and the chances are you're going to fail, and it's going to feel pretty difficult while you're trying to climb it. So what you get out of 1 year no beer is a whole bunch of experienced mountaineers, Sherpas, equipment, everything you need to help you up the mountain. And in the early days, it isn't easy. If it was easy, I don't think we'd be sitting here talking about it today. But when you're with a tribe of like-minded people who are all trying to achieve the same thing, that kind of group culture is a great help. And what Andy and Rory give you is a whole bunch of tools and a framework to go by. whereby you can find your own way, and when you need help, you can dip into the Facebook groups, you can go onto the website, you can take on some mindfulness challenges, you can find tips about diet and exercise, which is a really important part of the challenge. And using all of these things together, it makes that mountain a lot more fun and a whole bunch easier to climb.
As you say, it's a very encouraging, it's a very supportive ethos, isn't it? So you did the 3-month challenge, and now you're embarking on this longer one. In terms of your own health, Mike, how have you personally benefited from not drinking mentally and physically?
So when I signed up for the challenge last July, the you get a whole load of communication from 1 year no beer, and day two, they tell you to set yourself a physical challenge, something to keep you focused, something that you couldn't necessarily do if you went out and tried it today. So I signed up for a bike ride, London to Brighton, off-road, for the British Heart Foundation, and it was 75 miles, and at that point I knew unless I train for this, I'm not going to be able to achieve it. So in doing that, I found that during this regular training phase, 3 or 4 times a week out on my bike, I found that my stress levels dropped. I certainly could feel that my blood pressure, which was something that my doctor had said that was starting to become a problem for me, I could feel in myself that was lowering, and I was just feeling better. And then moving on into my mental health, I was really just leaping out of bed in the morning, ready to take on the day, instead of waking up with a bit of a fluffy head and feeling a real lack of energy. So in all aspects of my life, and my health, my work and my relationships, I found that just taking the small step of removing one negative thing from my life introduced so many positives.
So basically you're saying that you've got a better clarity of mind and actually a better peace of mind too, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I find myself a lot more patient with my kids, and a lot more engaged, certainly at work and in my personal relationships. It's much easier without the fog of alcohol around.
Absolutely. There's going to be listeners, you know, listening to you now, listening to your story, and they're going to hear you, and it's going to really resonate with them. It's going to really be a light bulb moment for some people. And for some people, I guess they've probably been thinking about it for a while and they just need that extra support, don't they? If they want to try and cut down on the booze or maybe follow the 1 year no beer challenge, where on earth do they really start? Should they stop straight away? Should they reduce the booze incrementally and then stop? I guess it's not a one size fits all, but what advice would you give as the first step at the bottom of that mountain for people?
I think from my experience, and certainly participating in the Facebook group of 1 year no beer, there are people around who can successfully moderate, and good luck to them. Me, I'm completely different. Once the bottle's off the, you know, the cork's out the wine's gone. Once the packet of biscuits is open, I'm eating the whole packet. So if you're able to moderate, then, you know, I don't think maybe you really even need the kind of help that you get from 1 year no beer. If you've already got that thing in you that helps you to moderate, then you know, then good luck. If you don't have an off switch, like many of us don't, my advice would be to stop. And if you're a really, really heavy drinker, if you think you're an alcoholic and you're dependent, then do so in conjunction with advice from your GP always. If, like me, you're more of a habitual, regular drinker who knows that you're consuming too much, dangerous levels regularly, but you don't see yourself as as an addict, then you can do it on your own, but with the support of an organisation such as 1 Year No Beer around you.
And the thing is, if it is feeling a bit scary, because I think it can be quite daunting, the whole idea of, you know, stopping straight away, to kind of give people encouragement, I actually heard about something called micro resolutions. I don't know if you've heard of that. It might be something you have heard. It's a book actually by this Wall Street exec called Caroline Arnold, and she's called it Small Move, Big Change. And she's basically saying her advice is to set yourself small resolutions that are easily achievable and easy to keep for long enough to become second nature. And I suppose if it does feel a bit scary, say you're at a dinner party and your regular intake is 3 glasses of wine, you could maybe think about reducing it to 2 in that one night. That just one small change to make you feel that you're a little bit more in control. Do you think that makes sense?
I think it makes sense if you are of that moderation mindset. If you're an abstainer, like I am, then I personally, for me, I'm better off not having anything at all, because once I've had the first glass, my control, my ability to moderate has gone. So think hard about which one of those two types you might be. If you can successfully moderate, then cutting down, I think, is a great thing to do. I like the idea of the time-based challenge and thinking it's not so much about what you're giving up. If you think you're depriving yourself of something, you're always going to feel a bit hard done by. So I like to think about what I'm able to do because I'm not drinking. I'm able to leap out of bed at 6 in the morning and take the dog for a walk and feel great. Or at the weekend, I'm able to jump out of bed and go mountain biking with my friends. If I'm drinking, I'm probably not going to have the motivation to do that. So it's more about what I can do and not what I'm stopping myself from enjoying.
Let's expand on that a little bit, actually. I mean, drinking booze is as much about habit as anything else. Having a glass of wine with a meal while you're watching the telly, they're traits that we all recognise. They're habit-forming things that are very difficult to break. And as you say, what's worked for you is breaking that routine, I guess, that drinking routine, and having that mindset that you're actually in a zone of deprivation, which isn't the case at all, and being positive about what you are achieving instead, and changing that habit.
Yes, I think creating new habits. I mean, certainly I don't view myself as an addict at all, but as a habitual drinker. I have a great job, really interesting, very varied, but it can leave me pretty stressed. It's quite a lot of responsibility. And far too frequently, I walk through the door at 6, 6.30, spend some time with the kids, and then the habit starts. 7 o'clock is wine o'clock. The bottle opens. And it's instead of doing that, I found that switching from a glass of wine to a non-alcoholic beer has been a brilliant thing for me to do. I still love the ceremony of going to the fridge, cracking open a cold one, and really enjoying the taste and flavour. But there's such a good choice of alcohol-free drinks around these days that you can still enjoy that, and it's still a bit of a treat at the end of the day, but with none of the downsides. And then you find yourself creating new positive habits. And pretty much once you've done the first Friday night without an alcoholic drink, you feel great. You do the weekend, you feel even better. And then you start to tick off those milestones, a fortnight, a month, and suddenly you just don't find yourself even thinking about it anymore.
And what about telling people that you're doing a challenge? Does it help your motivation, or does it actually add to the pressure, do you think?
I find that coming out has certainly helped me, and actually that I can see in people's eyes as I talk to them that there are many people out there who would like to be doing the same thing, really making a lifestyle change and kicking alcohol out of their diet. Mostly people are surprised, because they said, well, I never knew you had a problem. And I said, well, I'm not sure I had ever had a really limiting problem, but it was really affecting me, my mental health, and starting to affect my physical health. And so I think if people, for example, say they're giving up smoking, then they get a whole bunch of support from people. Well done, you know, it's fantastic, you're doing such a great thing. But you tell them you're giving up alcohol, and some people look at you like you're crazy. And they're actually the people who I think inwardly are thinking, do you know what, I think I should be doing this, but I can't, you know, don't hold the mirror up, because I don't want to be made to feel that I should also be doing this, when secretly I think I know I should.
And what about, I mean, say, for example, I mean, it's easier, slightly easier, I would guess, in a social context, you know, to put your foot down and not have any booze, and hopefully your friends respect it. But in a work environment, that can be a lot more difficult, because if you take clients out for lunch, you're creating bonds with clients, aren't you? And it's often over a couple of glasses of wine, because it replicates that relaxed environment that we have with friends. Is that more difficult in a work context?
I think it can be more difficult. My top tip is to be the first to the bar, because if it's a lunch with a client. Whoever tends to order the first drink sets the tone for how lunch is going to be. And so if I order a lime and soda or ask for a non-alcoholic beer, then you'll find that the people that I'm with will all follow suit. Whereas if the first person at the bar orders the pint or the glass of wine, it's a bit more difficult. I'm quite lucky because I'm a bit of a rebel anyway, and I don't tend to really mind what other people think. So it's quite easy for me to go against the tide.
That's a very good tip, actually. Very, very good one. Never would have thought of that. What about now? You've given up, well, you're giving up the booze for about, well, for a year. I think you're a couple of weeks in, are you?
Oh, I'm almost the same as you. I started actually the day before New Year's Eve.
Oh, so, right.
Yeah.
That was a nice, easy one to set yourself, day before New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. Good. Get the tough stuff out of the way early.
Make it nice and easy. What's going to happen after you do your 12-month stint? Do you think it's possible ever to reset your drinking baseline after this challenge, and moderate your drinking? Or do you think you might even give up forever?
So when I finished my 90-day challenge last year, I went straight into a family holiday. And actually, on the 91st day, I was on the plane, and we went to Portugal for a week. And that evening, I had my first glass of wine and thoroughly enjoyed it. The following day, I had a couple of glasses. And then 3 or 4 days into the holiday, I'm right back, you know, pretty much where I started in drinking more than I think, you know, I possibly feel comfortable with. So for me personally, I've cut down a lot since I took the challenge, and certainly going 3 or 4 days between drinks, which is something I never would have done beforehand, is routine for me now. And I now want to see how different I feel after a year. It's again, I'm not saying I'm never going to drink again. For me, that would be quite a daunting prospect. But being able to put this time limit on it, put some boundaries around it and put some context to it. And I believe that I'm going to get to the year and just reassess where I've come. A lot happened to me in the 90 days, lots of positive things. You know, I managed to ride from London to Brighton on my bike in a single stint. It was fantastic. I felt elated at the end of it. I loved all the training. Work went really well for me. I managed to get promoted at work, I think because I was more focused and more engaged. So a lot of positive things happen while you're doing it. I started a creative writing course. I never would have done that. You know, Monday nights, I would have been sat in watching the football with a beer. But I'm out at the local college, you know, learning how to write short stories. So never say never, but for me at the moment, I'm going to do the year. I feel very positive and confident about it. And then I'll see at the end of that how I feel.
Brilliant. As you say never, very apt words there. New year, new challenge, all the best for 2017. And thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you. That was Mike Collins. And if you want to follow in his footsteps and give up the booze, it could be for 1, 3 or 12 months, whatever it is, whatever your personal challenge is, and you need a little bit of support and advice, go onto the 1 Year No Beer website to get all the details you need. And if you do embark on the challenge, good luck and let us know how you get on.